Live and local with Monica Jay on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. This segment is brought to you by HireMeNevada.com.
What day is it? Hump Day! Sorry, that was always one of my favorites. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I'm so glad you're with me today. We have got lots of fun things to talk about, and the greatest idea, well, since sliced bread. It's sad and pathetic that somebody has to come up with this, but it really is. So stay tuned. We have a little segment set up for you coming up in about 20 minutes or so. Special Fox News reporter calling in. Something actually going through, a bill going through that, quite interesting. Under a proposed federal rule, airliners would no longer be required to accept emotional support animals and would exclude animals other than dogs and service animals. U.S. Department of Transportation is seeking your input on the proposed policy. So Loretta Powers will be joining us. She'll tell you how you can participate, but it really got me thinking because emotional support animals have just exploded. Dogs, absolutely. Proven to lower stress just by petting a dog. Cats? I know we have our cat people out there, but they kind of stress me out because they're so finicky. Do cats do well on planes? Well, if they're in a carrier and it makes you feel better. But ponies? Miniature horses? Birds. I don't know about you, but big parrots stress me out. Rah! So that's our poll question. Go to 991fmtalk.com. Answer today's poll question. Should airlines allow emotional support animals other than dogs and cats? Yesterday's poll question, are you worried that the coronavirus will reach epidemic proportion like the plague of 1918? That, by the way, also started in China. 31% said yes. 69% said no. Just don't read into all the media. Protect yourself. Take your precautions. Yay. But don't panic. I mean, you look at the numbers and it's just, you know, yeah, it's kind of doubling, but it's still mainly in China. And when you look at the billions of people that are here, it's, yeah, the numbers are still small. Your choices for our question today, should airlines allow emotional support animals other than dogs, cats, or pet carrier-sized animals? Because I do get it. Some people love ferrets. Some people love rats. Gerbils. Guinea pigs. You know, if it's small enough to fit in a carrier and go underneath a seat, or you buy the seat next to you, I'm totally okay with that. But it's just getting too far out there. Too far out there. So I have something very interesting to go over with you. 884-9910 or Monica at 991fmtalk.com. That's my email. And while you're on 991fmtalk.com, our webpage answering today's poll question, you can always shoot on over to my page and be able to find me on social media. But here we go. I love this. Actually, I love this so much that I'm going to have to find Mike Meharry and have him on the air with us. He is the communications director for the 10th Amendment Center. And it's getting pretty bad that when you have a partnership, okay, you have your Democrats, you have your Republicans. It's basically a partnership to do what is best for the American people. This is the bill of goods we've been sold. What is best for the American people? Now, who constitutes American people? Is that just anybody in America? Not in my opinion. Strictly my opinion, it is American citizens. It is people that were born in this country to American citizens. Not people just flying over for the weekend and they had their baby. Because so many do it with, well, let's just say nefarious intentions. So we have sanctuary cities protecting illegals, people who have literally just broken into the country. We have sanctuary cities for, and counties for the Second Amendment. Well, let's stop just piecemealing this. This is going on in Arkansas. You know, the home of Bill and Hillary Clinton? Yeah, that Arkansas. I am loving every bit of this. There is a bill that declares Scott County a Bill of Rights sanctuary county. You heard me right. Could you imagine taking that to the Washoe County Commissioners or the Clark County Commissioners? I could see this passing in all of the counties around us, except for those two. And Washoe, if we fought hard enough. But check this out. Practically speaking, the legality binding ordinance prohibits any agent, department, employee, or official of Scott County, while acting in their official capacity, from knowingly or willingly participating in any way, the enforcement of any unlawful or unconstitutional act regarding the freedom of religion, freedom of speech, freedom of the people to peaceably assemble, freedom of the press, freedom to petition the government for a redress of grievances, or the right of the people to keep and bear arms. Now, this just isn't a, you know, this isn't just a gun thing. And I appreciate that. But they're taking it so much further. And the first part I absolutely love. Because again, it goes to backdoor restrictions of your Second Amendment. Backdoor restrictions of your freedom of speech. Let me get to the freedom of speech first. I was at an event the other day, and people were told where they could set up. It was a peaceful rally. Public area. But they were told that they had to move because this is the free speech zone over here. No, 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 no. There is no such thing as a free speech zone in my mind. You either have the freedom to peaceably assemble and the freedom of speech, or you don't. If I want to stand in front of the Capitol and voice my concern with others, then I should be able to do that. Not be pushed to the side. If I want to go to a public park, I should be able to go anywhere, not pushed to the side. It's the freedom of speech. Stick around. I'm going to go through with you what they came up with. And man, somebody was really thinking about this. It is so clear and concise that I want to share it with you because I am totally thinking of ripping this off for Washoe County, for all the counties. We just have to get someone putting it together and getting it going. Thanks for joining me on the Monica Jay Show. We'll be back at 884-9910 right after this quick break on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
Monica J. Show on 92.3, 99.1 FM Talk. Lots of things to talk about. 884-9910. Just, oh, feel so bad for that paraglider that was injured. And that's a tough thing. But if you are down in the area, Douglas County, Foothill Road to David Wally's is closed. Just for right now. It'll be reopening here shortly. There were three early morning fires. I mean, it's just, it's crazy. We have enough things to deal with without having to fight our government for our freedoms. So get this. If you're just joining me on 92.3 or 99.1 FM Talk, loving this. Scott County, Arkansas, passes an ordinance declaring a Bill of Rights sanctuary. This is so cool. Any tax, levy, fee, or stamp imposed on firearms, firearm accessories, or ammunition, not common to all other goods and services, on the purchase or ownership of those items by citizens. Any registration or tracking of firearms, firearm accessories, or ammunition. People in other states are tracking how much ammunition you buy. People from California are actually coming from Nevada to buy ammunition, because you have to give your thumbprint. Any act forbidding the possession, manner of carry, ownership, or use or transfer of any type of firearm, firearm accessory, or ammunition by citizens of the legal age. Any act ordering the confiscation of firearms, firearm accessories, or ammunition from citizens. Any prohibition, regulation, or use of related to ownership or the constitutionality guaranteed law use or carry of firearms. Any use of county funds or funds given to the county by any entity to participate in a gun buyback program or event is hereby illegal. Any county funds, any use of county funds, or funds given to the county by any entity to any other government official or entity that violates or has violated any individual's rights as outlined in the Bill of Rights. Now, Scott County's ordinance applies to both state and federal laws that qualify as unconstitutional acts. How many unconstitutional acts has our legislative body been involved in? Our governor been involved in? This is the best thing that I have seen so far. Bill of Rights Sanctuary. It is also the saddest thing that I have seen so far that we actually have to do this. Let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910 and check in with Gene this morning, talking about our rights and what we're facing. Hi, Gene. It is.
And their retirement, the American dream has been stolen and taken from the American people, their children, and their family, grandchildren. We don't have it anymore. It's not ours. And we're being taxed to death, but we have no representation. I mean, what's up there seem like to me, in my opinion, they're just living high on the hog, the lap of luxury, and they do not care about the American people. They think we're all idiots, stupid, foolish, and crazy. And, you know, which, if people don't pay attention, it does, you know, seem that way. But children are have to move back in the parents' home, the grandchildren with them, and it is just a shame and a disgrace what's happened to this country. And I think we're losing America, and if people don't wake up and understand and realize and forget about the party, forget about the politicians, and really see what's happening to their neighbors, their children, their grandchildren, and people all around them. They have no medical insurance, a lot of them. They're scared to death about that, and that so many scams and crooks and criminals are out there scamming what little bit people do have, and the hoax are all kind of fleecing and robbing. It's a shame and a disgrace. what's happening to America, and that we don't have, in my opinion, a government that is worth calling a government. It is an insult to humanity and all of the American people. And, you know, I don't care about these other nations right now. We're crushed with homelessness. And how did the American people get on their backs, the weight of the world, to support these other nations and to defend them and have our children, our sons and daughters, killed for their stupid religious arguments? I don't give a damn about that and none of that crap. To me, if they want to kill each other, let them kill each other and leave our children and our grandchildren alive and stay out of it and keep our money here at home and fix the American problems and get the homelessness taken care of, get all of the medical stuff taken care of, and get low-income housing for people that cannot afford housing, that their families, that their parents won't have to take their children and grandchildren, that family back in and support it or help support it. It's ridiculous.
Jean, the only thing that we can do is to get you and people like you running for office and having the guts like you do to speak up and say something about it, because you are absolutely 100% correct. Jean, thank you so much for the call today and reminding people that, yeah, people in Washington, D.C. are living high off of your money, and they couldn't care any less. It's the Monica Jay Show. Let's get an update with Fox News. See what's happening with a certain trial going on today. Speaking of them not caring about you or the fact that you elected Donald Trump as president. Man, that really got to him. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
99.1 FM Talk. This is Talk Radio. The original social media, KKFT.
And we're being as social as we can. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. 884-9910 if you'd like to get your calls in today. Poll question at 991fmtalk.com. Should airlines allow emotional support animals other than dogs, cats, or other pets carrier-sized? You know, a lot of carriers on the planes. You can put them under the seat if that makes you feel better. Small things, rats, gerbils, ferrets. Some guy just traveled Europe with his ferret. Well, let's find out what's going on. Because it looks as though there's a new proposed federal rule that would allow airlines, well, to no longer be required to accept emotional support animals. So we go to the experts, and that is attorney Loretta Powers, to see what's going on with this proposed rule. Loretta, thank you so much for joining the show today from Fox News. Loretta, I think we're having just a little bit of technical difficulty because there you are, Loretta. I can hear you now.
Excellent. Yes, well, as you set it up, the federal law is proposing to say it's okay, airlines, if you want to go ahead and not accept that emotional support peacock on your flight. However, you cannot turn away a dog. And this is just where society kind of ruined it for ourselves, because people were trying to get on miniature horses on the airline saying that they were a service animal or emotional support animal.
There is just something about people that have to take it that they have to push the limit to see how far they can go. And I don't understand how we can let this go, because so many people just go online and download a certificate that says, this is my emotional support animal. So
exactly.
What are the options, and how are they trying to figure out if this is going to be allowed?
I mean, I hate to get all Shakespearean and blame the lawyers, but it is kind of our fault. So legally, airlines can only ask two questions whenever it comes to a service animal. And that is, one, is this a service animal? And two, which task is it trained to perform? That is it. They can't ask for any documentation. No record documentation actually exists for service animals. And they also can't say anything else because they could get sued. So with those two limits, it is very easy to buy a vest off of eBay that's a service animal and take your dog that's peeing in the aisles everywhere.
Yeah, and that's what really got people upset, because who doesn't, well, there are some dog haters out there, but who doesn't like
right.
to have that pet?
Yes, and some of these dogs were biting other passengers, and you could kind of tell if it's really a service animal that is trained to alert somebody if they need their insulin, or a seeing eye dog. You can tell because those big German shepherds can actually make themselves really small and not really complain for an entire five-hour flight. It's amazing seeing these incredible animals do what they do for their owners.
Yeah. The thing that surprises me, Loretta, is the fact that the Department of Transportation actually wants people's opinions on this.
And that's just amazing. What's your opinion on all of this?
Well, actually, we did a poll question, and so far the answers of the poll question, it's not looking good. should airlines allow emotional support animals other than dogs, cats, or other pet carrier-sized animals? So far, it looks as though 75% saying no of those participating, 25% yes. But there is actually a special, there is a, 60 days that people have now that they can put their comments in. Do you know where people can do this?
I do not have that information. No, I didn't even know that they wanted information. I thought it was kind of a no-brainer because I was really hoping for some legislation that kind of codifies and defines really what a service animal is. However, they have to tread very, very carefully as not to step on anybody's privacy issues with HIPAA.
Oh, yeah. Because we are a very litigious society right now. But let me just throw this out there. Yes, the U.S. Department of Transportation is looking for public comment on the proposed policy. So you have 60 days, which is probably a little bit less right now, to submit comments at regulations.gov. And I think people should participate in this. If they're being asked, we should participate. But that's the thing, Loretta, is if you don't want to get sued, what do you do? And the fact that, like you said, you can just go on to Amazon, eBay, wherever, and just download an official-looking card, an official-looking vest, and say this is your service animal, just to be able to take your dog or cat on the plane. And I don't think that's fair to the rest of us.
No, it's a slap in the face for people who really need it, veterans with PTSD who cannot function without their service animal. I mean, and not to mention all the other passengers on board who may have allergies and they're expecting not to sit next to an emu for a three-hour flight.
Yeah, especially one that, spits I think that's the llama. But that you bring up a great point with the allergies, because some people can just be in a room with a cat. They don't necessarily have to be petting the cat or right next to it. Just being in a room and going through a filtration system with the air, with the airline, you could all of a sudden blow up and can't breathe, and you didn't even know there was a cat on the flight until that.
Exactly. Hope there's an EpiPen ready.
One that's not expired. I appreciate that. Well, Loretta, do people who don't want service animals on the planes, do they have any rights?
Right now, no, they don't. Right now, it's up to the airlines really to decide whether or not they're going to accept that animal. But without this federal law, then they're opened up to some liability. So at the end of the day, they do want to err on the side of, I don't want to get sued. And right now, there are no legal remedies other than the person who actually gets bit by this so-called emotional support animal. They could sue the owner, but not the airline.
Wow. I'm going to have that put on a T-shirt, Loretta. I don't want to get sued. That's just... That's the way that we're living life today. So, Attorney Loretta Powers for Fox News reporting. Thank you so much for bringing our attention to this, and I appreciate your insight.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
Statements on record.
I want to hear your opinions. Go on to 991fmtalk.com. What do you think? Email me if you've got a little bit more insight on this. And I do want to thank, first off, Rita for sending me this email. Basically agree completely. My story, 28 years ago when traveling via air with my parrot, 4 ounces, she counted as excess baggage. Only had one carry-on plus her. And she had to be in a hard underseat carrier. I was charged $50. Each airline had limits as to the number of these animals per cabin, 1 to 4, depending on the airline. Now, if they had called it extra insurance, I wouldn't have minded, because I can understand having passengers with allergies or deep phobias. Maybe somebody was bitten by a dog when they were, you know, younger. So even, there you go, even dogs. As I have an allergy to cats developing into asthma, my tongue-in-cheek response in talking with people on companion animals is, do like you do with worried 1, 2, 3-year-olds. Get a doll baby, stuffed animal to hold, or get a pill from your doctor, or work on it with a psychologist. P.S. Bird is celebrating her 30th birthday in 2 weeks. That is fabulous. Happy birthday to your birdie. Hang in there. Rita, thank you so much for the email, because we just all have to be open about it. Even people who have true need of a service animal. Absolutely 100% support you. Again, it's the fraudsters. The people committing fraud who don't really need, they just want to fly with their pet. Just irks me. Let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910 and check in with Justin this morning, who wants to continue on the conversation. Hi, Justin.
Morning, Monica. How you doing?
Doing great. So what do you think about this?
Well, I guess my biggest issue, I did a lot of flying last year, a lot more than I typically do. And I notice now in all the airports and in McCarran Airport down south, they've got a animal relief area. And it just really bothers me that the taxpayers are paying for that. You know, I'm a taxpayer, and I don't take my animal on the plane with me. I just really have a problem with that. I don't think it's fair that, you know, I'm sure it was hundreds of thousands of dollars to build this animal relief area. And it wasn't necessary before, you know, when people used to take their actual service animals. And the other point I wanted to bring up is service animals cost enormous amounts of money. You know, a true seeing eye dog, you know, could be upwards of $75,000 to train.
Yeah.
So I just can't see how you could even compare somebody's Chihuahua pet that they wanted to bring on board versus a true trained service animal.
Yeah. I think what we need to do is actually, and I hate to say this, but get regulations involved and have a true source of information and registration of actual service animals. You know, have they gone through training? Have a special certificate that you present to airlines and things like that, so it covers them. But you know, it's not just McCarran Airport. We have the relief area here at the Reno, Airport as well. You know, so it's a big deal.
How far are we going to go? And the one that was in McCarran, I mean, it was pretty elaborate. It was pretty nice. I don't get to wait in an area that nice. I don't get to relieve myself in an area that nice.
Oh, come on. They clean the bathrooms. Justin, thanks for your call and your opinion on that. I appreciate it. 884-9- Have a great day. 884-9910. If you want to speak up about service animals, please answer the poll question at 991fmtalk.com. Or just give us a call at 884-9910. And, well, participate. You know, go on to this website that you can actually participate with the Department of Transportation. It's at regulations.gov. Regulations.gov. Do you feel strongly about it? Or are you looking at just from a passenger point of view? All right. We'll be back after this on The Monica Jay Show at 884-9910, 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Live streaming at 991fmtalk.com.
The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada, KKFT 99.1.
Hey, thanks for being here on this, one of the last few days of January. Already hitting the 29th here on The Monica Jay Show. 884-9910. Did I open a hornet's nest? I'm not quite sure. Got a poll question going for you today, and it's an easy one. Should airlines allow emotional support animals other than dogs and cats or care, you know, animals small enough for a carrier? Yesterday's poll question, by the way, are you worried about the coronavirus reaching epidemic proportions? 31% said yes, 69% said no. Just do the simple stuff. Keep washing your hands. All right, let's go back to the phone lines at 884-9910. Warren's calling in from Stagecoach. Hi, Warren. Thanks for the call.
Hi, how are you?
Doing fabulous. I'm talking about animals. That always puts a smile on my face.
Right. I have trained my dog personally to. I'm disabled. I'm not supposed to lift over 10 pounds. Okay. I like to go out and hike around our national parks and stuff. I put a backpack on my dog. And she carries all the food and water for me and her. I haven't had a problem in our national parks doing this because they see the animals providing a service. But when I look into trying to get my animal actually certified, everybody tells me to go on the internet and get the paper. And that's not right. I don't feel that's right. How do you get your animal certified?
Thank you so much for saying that, Warren, because you're one of the good ones. You know, you want to follow a direction or a standard, and to have a well-trained animal that is service for you, that is fantastic. And you know what? I hate to say this, Warren, but I don't know. There needs to be hopefully we can have a pet trainer or, you know, one of the certified people that go through all the training and everything. Give us a call in if there is a way, because a lot of times it's just groups that get together. You look at Paws for Love that
right.
go into the airports and things like that. They have a group and they certify their dogs, but, you know, they go through rigorous testing with them.
Right.
So we do. We need somebody, maybe the veterans, maybe the vets need to set a standard of what is acceptable and what the dog's level of training needs to be. You know, and I don't think it has to be a certified trainer. You know, if you've trained your dog and they can go through a series of tests and, you know, not hurt anybody else, then I think that's perfectly acceptable. But we do have to have a way for somebody to take responsibility and certify the animal so people
Correct.
Can feel comfortable being in public with them.
Right. I agree there. And I disagree with the emotional animal support stuff. I'm sorry, but if you can't fly on an airplane or go into a grocery store without your little kitty cat or your pocket dog, that's inexcusable.
Yeah.
Grow up. Get over
it. Pets are a billion-dollar business, and somebody latched onto this and is selling vests and stuff like that online. We need to actually have somebody come forward and say, hey, you know, nobody wants to get sued, but we got to get a handle on this. So, Warren,
right,
thank you so much. Thank you so much for the call, and I appreciate your comments today. Greatly appreciate
it. All right.
Have a great day. 884-9910. Stick around. We've got an update on what's happening out in Lemon Valley. And, boy, it's kind of easy to see who's paying for what and who's getting money from whom. You just have to look for it. But sometimes we'll bring it to you, too. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.